I stepped up out of the mud onto the stoop, which squeaked and shook with my weight just enough to rouse the boy from one dream to another without disturbing his tight, two-fisted grip on the reins. The door dragged open inwardly just as I reached for the catch, and I had to step back into the mud to make way for a rancher who staggered out clutching a jug of Syntho and giggling. He took a short sip from the jug. He took a deep breath and stretched, looking around. Then he hopped, flat-footed, into the mud, sprinkling a halo of flecks from each boot heel. This made him giggle harder. He noticed me at last and nodded in my direction. He offered me a swig from the jug. His eyes were dancing as though I was in on the joke. It didn't matter that I wasn't. His bubbling giggle was plenty by itself, full of wicked mischief and infectious as hell. I was already grinning by the time I got the proffered jug to my lips, making for a sloppy swallow that increased his laughter all the more. I had another drop and handed it back, grinning like a fool, and thinking that this was exactly why I had come. The doorway filled suddenly with the other five horsemen, who were laughing just as hard as the first, if not nearly so well. The first man could have been my age, or half that, or something in between, but the others were young men, younger even than Holly, and they treated the giggler as their leader, stomping loudly off of the stoop into the mud and arranging their young grins in a tight semicircle before him. The middle kid started to speak, but stuttered on his own laughter, causing a wave of conspiratorial guffaws from all present, including me. The kid tried again.
"Who is that guy?"
he asked the leader, gesturing back over his shoulder toward the bar.
"No idea,"
replied the older man.
"What the hell did he want with you, anyway?"
asked another of the five.
"He just wanted you to watch him propose?"
asked another before there was a chance to answer.
"Looks like,"
suggested the leader with another swig.
"What for?"
asked the first kid. The leader smiled.
"Dunno. Maybe he was just tired of getting turned down alone."
"Didn't look tired to me," offered still another kid. "Hell, he must have asked a dozen women in just the time we've been here."
"Must be in some hurry to get married,"
said the first one.
"Did you see that last one? Ugh." "Serve him right if she'd said yes,"
said somebody.
"Can you imagine being married to that?"
The older man smiled again and reached for the jug.
"I don't know,"
he said, holding the jug to his lips.
"Let me try."
With that, he took a long, long swallow, and then stood in a mock parody of fierce concentration. His face relaxed suddenly. He shook his head.
"Nope, can't imagine it."
The kids and I laughed, a willing audience.
"Take more drinking than that," suggested the first kid.
"I've got time," replied the older man, swinging some more.
He broke off his chugging with another laugh and seemed to remember me. He offered the jug again, saying,
"What about you, stranger? How's your imagination?"
I laughed, took the jug.
"It needs a boost," I said, and tilted the jug back.
"Sounds like a bachelor,"
suggested the first kid as I drank.
"Drinks like a goddamn couple,"
growled the leader in mock irritation at my determined swallows.